Well, greetings, everybody. This is Andy Kimball from the Andy DiMaggio Show on our show, on our program. Yes, I'm here. I'm actually here live waiting for Amanda to join us. I believe she's going to be joining us, but I know she's got some obligations there in the UK where she is, that she's tending to, but I think she'll be joining us. I know the show's not the same without her. Of course, you don't want to hear me for the next hour, do you? I don't think I want to hear me for the next hour. Anyway, hope everybody's doing great on this Wednesday. We missed you guys on Monday. Apologies for that. We try to get on 3 days a week at 6 p.m. local time on the East Coast. And we do some other things too, all around the show, around entertainment and music. For example, I do have a performing and recording career, playing guitar, acoustic music, folk music, blues, Americana. Amanda is a composer, and she's a damn good one too. She's pretty amazing. We featured a new release of hers on the last on Friday's show. And if you want to, maybe we'll play it again. Just might. But anyway, it's really good. I wanted to get to you today is a couple, just kind of reviewing some of the headlines that we've been talking about and discussing over the past several weeks. And one of those subject areas is what we do here on the radio, on our show, on the Andy DiMaggio Show. We try to keep it light, try to keep it entertaining. We do talk about news headlines and current events and politics and whatever's going on in the world, whatever you're seeing in the headlines. It's basically what we talk about with a lighter side, a lighter twist, a comedic twist to it when we can, too. Just try to keep it light, keep the conversation light, but at the same time, hopefully providing some insight and going behind the scenes, behind the headlines, and find out what the facts and statistics and truths are behind what we see in the headlines. And there are some other people, I guess you can call them colleagues, people who are on broadcast radio. I don't know if I call them colleagues or not. I'd be embarrassed to call them colleagues, actually. But there are some folks who do what we do, make a whole lot more money than we make doing it, too. That's not the subject. That's something else. There are some other folks who I can't take seriously who get paid a whole lot of money to sit on television or behind a radio microphone and talk about what they talk about. And then in some cases, I'm absolute lunacy. Sometimes just outright, you got to scratch your head and wonder where these people come from, how they get away with talking and saying the things they say, promoting a big lie that Donald Trump won the election, so forth, and how the Sandy Hook never happened. It was a hoax. Alex Jones. Speaking of Alex Jones, did everybody hear that the jury awarded nearly $1 billion to the Sandy Hook families in the Alex Jones case? A Connecticut jury has awarded nearly $1 billion in damages to Sandy Hook families in the defamation case brought against Alex Jones over the lies about the 212 elementary school massacre. He said it was all hoax, all actors. Never happened. And some people believe him. Well, maybe not. Anyway, the jury didn't. Several of the families, got emotional, I suppose, because of the size of the compensatory damages that were read in court. Jones, of course, did not show up. He was not in the courtroom. His attorney from, Norm Payette, is that his attorney? I don't know what law firm he was. I forget. I had it here. I don't remember. Anyway, his attorney said he intends to appeal the decision no matter what the financial award was. They would have appealed the decision, I'm sure. And last year, a Superior Court judge in the case ruled that Jones was liable for defaming the families because he failed to cooperate in turning over the documents that he was subpoenaed to turn over. Anyway, so he's a conservative radio person. Or podcast. No, radio. I think he's radio. I mean, totally off the wall. How about that Tucker Carlson? What's his name? Tucker Carlson. Talk that shit. Yeah, she. Tucker Carlson. Guy. Unbelievable. I can't, we could go on forever. And maybe we'll play some Tucker Carlson clips in a future show. But anyway, so that's kind of interesting. The jury award just came through my desk here at the Andy DiMaggio Show, Coast to Coast Live Studios here in Los Angeles, California. Amanda normally joins us from the UK. We are the only show that does join the UK with the USA 3 days a week for some fun, as I said, lighthearted talk and conversation about a variety of subjects. We talk about everything, folks. Those of you who follow the show, I know you're out there around the world. You know we talk about everything from sex to pets to politics and news and sports and weather and life and spirituality and atheism and religion and human evolution and so forth. So we have a good time on the show, and we welcome you aboard our program. And you can listen to any of our shows. There's over 480 of them, I believe, that are out there by going to blogtalkradio.com/Andy and Amanda Show and browse through some of our shows. You can also just Google. This is kind of cool. I did this the other day. And to my surprise, I just typed in Google Andy and Amanda Show, and the responses were amazing. I'm like, holy crap, you know, we're actually out there doing some things. It's pretty cool, making some noise, getting a lot of listeners. All the major podcast platforms are distributing and carrying our show. We do not produce this as a podcast. It is a live radio show. And our number to join me right now, hopefully Amanda soon, but to join me is 515-605-9888. And you can also feel free, and we like it, encourage you to email the show at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. Let us know your opinions, thoughts, ideas, concerns, things you'd like to talk about, guests you'd like to see us have on board. We have some guests coming on board. We're trying to create the space and room to do so. We're going to have a great conversation with Representative from Maryland, Jamie Raskin. He's going to be joining our show soon. And there's a bunch of others too. We have some athletes coming on board and some musicians, which you all know of real well, that are going to be joining our show soon as well. And we're kind of making it up as we go along here.
I can't follow the logic on that at all.
Well, hell, you know, I'm going to play a tune. Why? Because I feel like it. As a matter of fact, I'm only going to play a tune. It's a tune that I play guitar and bass. Do I play guitar and bass in this? I think I do. It's by a singer who's in Austin, Texas, by the name of Natalie Moore. And check her out on YouTube, Natalie Moore, M-O-R-E. And you'll hear some of these tunes that she did. We produced this quickly. I heard her sing in this venue one time I was playing, and she played and sang a tune, and I invited her into the studio because she'd never really had produced any kind of demo of any kind. I said, you got to come in, and she was going to do it every day before she returned to Austin and end up staying for the whole week. We managed to put just a few tunes together. Here's one of them. It's her version of a tune called Better Than That here on the Andy and Amanda Show. This is Natalie.
I'm trying so hard.
If you care to call.
And that, again, is Natalie Moore, and I accompanied her on the guitar and then laid in the bass. And then Natalie came back and laid in some harmonies on her own vocal track. And then we sent the tune over to the UK, where Amanda Love, my co-host, added the keyboard patterning. And there we have a tune, Better Than That. Really nice. I can listen to that over and over again. Just love Natalie's voice and what she does and her... how she articulates a feeling and expression through tunes and melodic structures is great. She just got a natural. She's a natural. She's down in Austin, Texas. Natalie Moore. Anyway, folks, this is Andy flying solo today on the Andy and Amanda Show. Looking to have a conversation about the news and the headlines and politics and what's going on in the world. Your calls 515-605-9888. On second thought, what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do, because I think what we'll do is even keep it lighter today and focus more on music. Because I think, I don't know how you feel, but I feel that I'm so oversaturated with news and January 6th and Donald Trump. And, you know, we're going to continue those conversations, and we need to. We must, actually. And we got to, you know, again, talk about, you know, former president committing very, very serious crimes, and see to it that that we are a country of laws, and those laws matter, and people who break them are appropriately dealt with, however that might be, however that might pan out. And we'll talk about it. And of course, we do with your calls and your voices and your opinions and thoughts and ideas, and it's all important, whether we agree with them or not. We want to hear them. Anyway, getting back to what I was saying, I want to play some more music, because I can. You know, here I am. I can do it. You know what I mean? So I'm going to. And what we're going to do is play a tune written by a good friend of mine, a guy by the name of Kevin Michaels, who was, you know, has an impeccable history, notable history. Somebody you'd love to have a conversation with. Is a very close friend of John Lennon's, continues to be a very, very close friend of Ringo Starr and you know, Paul McCartney. As a matter of fact, he was discovered by Paul McCartney when he was a teenager back in the day, and has done some incredible things and played with some amazing musicians during his career, and most recently came out with a country song called Down Home Georgia, which rode the top of the country charts for 3 weeks straight, above Tim McGraw and Blake Shelton and Brooks and Dunn and Garth Brooks and so forth. All, you know more about the country artists maybe than I do, but he was number one. And let's hear that tune. We've played it on the show previously, and I'm going to do it again. Such a good song, too, man. Let's take a listen to it. Down Home Georgia, the artist's name is Kevin Michaels.
Whiskey and to join a country band. Yes, I'll be on my way, all I'm going down home to Georgia. Right back in the city's laying heavy on my mind. You know I'm on my way, all I'm going down home to Georgia for some real fine home cooking and some old muscadine wine. We'll be right back.
Great tune, great tune. And the musicians that played on that tune with Kevin down at the Ocean Way Studios in Nashville are considered to be Nashville's A-list. And we got some just some fabulous players on that tune. And it shows, doesn't it? It really does. Let's move right along here with some more music here on the Andy Demanda Show. Andy Kimble here riding solo. Of course, most of you know my regular full-time job is that of a performing songwriter, singer, acoustic guitar player myself. That's what I do. And because I have the opportunity here to run this show solo, I'm into music and I want to play some more of it for you. So let's continue right along here with the Derek Trucks Band. The tune is called Sweet Inspiration. Derek Trucks now teamed up with his wife, Susan Tedeschi, and they have the Tedeschi Trucks Band, composed of some members of the Derek Trucks Band. Just to give you a heads up on that, but this here's a tune that was produced and recorded prior to that merging of the two bands. Again, Derek Trucks Band, Sweet Inspiration.
Abandoned now.
So what else can we talk about here? God, call me. 515-605-9888 is the number to join the show. And it's a beautiful day here. It's a beautiful day. So
the number, 303-330
Yeah, join our show. I think we got somebody in line. Is this Cornell?
Hey, hey, I called the number. It worked. Yes.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? How's
doing all right. Flying solo here today on the Andy and Amanda show. Amanda couldn't make it in today. She's under the weather. So
you cannot do it.
I'm trying my best. I'm trying.
Definitely can.
I'm doing my best. How are you doing, Cornell?
I'm doing awesome, man. The weather is kind of great out here in Philadelphia. It's very nice. Mm. Very lovely.
Wish they get, could
everybody
be saying the same.
Riding their bikes, doing everything.
Oh, that sounds really great. I wish they could be doing the same in Atlanta. It's pouring down there now, causing a game delay. The game was pushed up to 7:30 your time. It's supposed to be 4:30.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, man. So how you been,
and
Andy?
I've been doing great. I've been doing real well, you know. The music biz, songwriting and so forth, and preparing a new album has got me occupied. And so is this show and everything related to the show, of course. Music biz is good. No complaints. Yeah. No complaints.
No.
And I encourage everybody, speaking of the music biz, to hop on the website. It's Andy Kimble, KIMBEL.com, you know, and take a listen, look around, you know, see what I do and so forth. Learn.
What's your Instagram?
I don't know. I think it's Instagram, Andy. I don't even know what you. What is my Instagram?
Google Andy Kimble.
I guess you just go Instagram and search Andy Kimble and I come up. I really don't know much about my social media, to be as embarrassing as that is. If I know Facebook, it's facebook.com/Andy Kimble. SoundCloud, you can search Andy Kimble. And Fandalism, 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 is fandalism.com/bluesmoods. Cornell, I got to tell you something about that site. It's primarily a site for musicians. You know, I have over 875,000 visitors at my website there. 875,000. That's a lot of people.
You mean to tell me you got 875,000? If anybody listening, that's great numbers. Y'all need to book Andy Kimble. He's a great musician. Book him. Because there's people out there that's on everything don't have 875,000 followers. So that's telling you he's a very talented person. That's coming from me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, let me look. I'm going to check Fandalism. Let me see where it is. It's not even coming up. Let me see. Fandalism. I'm just checking it here. Here it is.
It would be great to play one of your songs on the show.
No, it's more than that. It went up. You ready? It's 800. Drum roll, please. 881,500 views. 881,500 on Fandalism.com.
Guys, book Andy Kimble. The numbers don't lie.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So maybe we should. I'm going to play a tune. This is called. Should we do a slow kind of. Or should we do like a bluesy tune? Which one should we do? A slow, folky, melodic tune or a bluesy, faster tune? Which should we hear?
I want funky. Funky. Whatever you do, Andy. Whatever. I'm down with funky. I'm down with classic. I'm down with whatever you have.
Let's do. We'll do a medley here of a Jimmy Reed tune called Big Boss Man, and Tommy Tucker did a tune called High Heel Sneakers. Put on that red dress, baby. You think we're going out tonight? You know, kind of put them together here for this little medley, and let's take a listen. Here we go. This is recorded live quite some time ago, but still, it's still here. Here we go.
How about a little and a blast from the past, like what is it? Big Boss Man and High Heel Sneakers. Put on that red dress, baby. I think we're going out tonight. Baby, I think we're going out tonight.
man. Can't you hear me when I call? I said, you ain't so big.
Recording. I forget when that
sounds
was.
Great, man. Sounds great. Sounds great.
That was a
real good.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, sometimes I hear the kind of some cool. I every time I play a tune, I kind of play it differently and make up things as I go along. So sometimes when I hear recorded tunes that I've done or performed, and I listen to them, I'm like, well, I got to learn how you do that. Well, that sounds really cool. I should do that again. That kind of thing. Because I make up as I play it. So nothing is in stone. So therefore, whenever I play a show, you almost will never hear one song played twice the same way. So I'm always kind of improvising and going with the flow and feeling the energy from the room and the audience and playing to that, you know, so no song ever comes out the same way twice. Sometimes it doesn't come out once.
You can't feed the guys. You got to play one more so they can see the other style.
Yeah. You know, it's not a bad. Why not do that? Why not do that? Why not do that? I think
I understand that scientists will soon make it possible.
Yeah. We can.
Yes.
Let's see what else I have here. Yeah, here's a cool one. This is kind of different. Totally different style. Let's take a listen. This is called Killing the Blues. Swing the Blues, Andy Kimball. Yeah. Hmm. Pretty song, isn't it? Pretty song.
Definitely, I can hear a lot of. How can I say it? I hear your soul. If that makes any sense, you put your soul into it, like spirit.
Right. Yeah, it's a pretty song. That used to be. I guess I don't play it that much anymore. You know, I kind of. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, almost 30 years now, and have gone through a whole bunch of tunes in that time period, some of which are mine and some of which I interpret that other people have written and make my own versions of them when I perform them. And Killing the Blues was, and it seems like, you know, I go through these time periods, you know, like a, you know, last of songs. Again, I don't have a set list, but I draw my tunes in any given show out of, let's say, a hat. You know, like there's 20 some songs in a hat, and I just kind of pull them out. You know, I play them maybe differently, but they're, you know, there's songs. And then that hat changes over a period of time. And so sometimes I go back and listen to the songs written in the hat, let's say 15 or 20 years ago, and hear myself play them, you know, record live or whatever. And I'm like, God, that was such a great song. I mean, I really like that song. As you say, you feel them and you play. Not out of playing, but out of feeling, and hopefully the song lands as opposed to being heard. It makes a difference somehow, you know. And I hear some of these tunes, and I say to myself, God, you know what? You know, it's been 15, 20 years. I want to bring that song out and do it again because it's a good song, that kind of thing, you know. But here's why I don't. I'm so damn lazy to learn the words again.
You know what, Andy? You know what? There's nothing wrong with that. We all get lazy.
There's even tunes that I have. God, I must have. I don't know. I've got a bunch of tunes. I don't know, half dozen, dozen tunes that are sketched out, like on the guitar, and they're recorded either in the studio or even sometimes on my cell phone. If I find something real quick, I'm doing. I put my phone on record and just capture something while I'm doing it real quick, and which are really good kind of catchy foundations for songs. So I just don't, you know, I don't finish. You know, they're in there. You should see. All the tunes that have been recorded in the studio or on my phone that are entitled Andy New Song, Andy New Song 2, Andy New Song 3.
Hey, Andy, you know what? Let's you know, we talk about everybody. We talk about guests. We don't talk about guests. Guests come on the show.
Let's
know about your track record. Tell them about your story, your life. How did you get into music? How did you get into film? People want to know about you.
Thanks, but it is kind of an interesting story.
But to make a long involved story that went off in many different tangents, I was an airline pilot. I went to school for flying and was a flight instructor, was a corporate jet pilot, airline pilot, and really had a career in aviation. And a change of jobs led me to a great one of the, without mentioning names here, the largest corporate fractional ownership charter company in the world, owned by Warren Buffett. Not when I flew for them. This is before Warren bought the company. Anyway, little did I know. During a furlough, I picked up a guitar, went out and played a couple of gigs, and one of the owners of it wasn't a gig, it was like an open mic kind of showcase featuring various artists, and I've been playing music my whole life, really. So music was always very prominent in my life, and I've always played it as a side type of thing. I've played in a recording studio. I backed up other musicians. I played in bands. My first band was, I was 11 years old in my first band. So music has always been a very big part of who I am. And it was during that furlough when I was, I guess no other word for it, when I was unemployed for a period of time, picked up the guitar and went out and played this showcase sponsored by Sam Adams Beer and a very popular Philadelphia radio station. And one of the owners of Sam Adams came up to me and really was impressed by my music, and subsequent to that, I started playing a lot of gigs for Sam Adams and other shows around. I got a lot of press. I was on the radio, was invited guest on NPR radio stations, went to New York, started playing all the clubs, the folk and acoustic clubs in the Greenwich Village area, and the East Village and the West Village, became a house musician at the Improv. I started getting a lot of different gigs, and I was touring somewhat, putting an album together, and even got a gig playing for a cooking show on QVC television called Jamming in the Kitchen with Steve Bryan. And I was the jamming. I was the music. And we played to 500,000 people on primetime Wednesday nights. So my music really took off. And I was making it up as I went along. I wasn't writing all these songs and going out and recording and playing concerts with. Here are my songs. You know, I was just getting on stage and playing and making a lot of stuff up as I went along. you know, just drawing on various feelings and emotions and stuff that was presented by the audience and playing to that energy and doing a lot of guitar work. Finally did get into some songwriting, made a couple of albums, and the airline called me back and I had to make a decision. And I was also involved in various businesses along the way too on the side. And really was enjoying my life of going out there and making a difference, whether it be in my business ventures, my music ventures, but was really enjoying getting out there, you know, in engaging. And I had to make a decision. And it was what really inspired, I think, that decision was going back to a folk concert I did in New York City by it was promoted by a very popular, I don't even know if they exist anymore, folk club in New York, and it was about a sold out show, and I went to the back of the room where I was playing and saw the people that paid money to come see me play, and my guitars were up on stage, and I said, you know what, you know, these people paid, I don't know what it was, $20 or so to spend an hour and a half with Andy Kimball, and you know, and I enjoyed being able to share my music and share myself and make a difference, and I decided to put flying on the you know, keep my flying career on the ground for a little while, see what happened. And, you know, and I've had some regret along the way. I mean, I'll be honest about it. I miss flying. I'm very involved still with socially with all my pilot buddies and in aviation and stay tuned what's going on. And I think about it a lot, actually. You know, it's part of who I am was being a pilot. And no regrets, you know, no regrets. Some along the way. But when it comes right down to it, I kind of never look back. And the music career has been pretty good. And, you know. If without all the fans and the people who appreciate live and acoustic music and the blues, this couldn't happen. And I'm very, you know, sincerely appreciative of all the support I get. You go to andykimball.com. I have a tip jar there, you know, the COVID and so forth. It's been just a little tough, but, you know, the online, the Spotify downloads and the distribution of my music and so forth have been okay, but not as nearly as grand, I should say, as going out there and performing live, which I'm starting to do again. And I'm hoping that won't have an impact on our ability to do the show, but it is what I do. And but this show is also very important to me, and it's this has become a full-time career as well. So can we talk? Love it, though. Love it. Love getting out there, and love the Andy and Amanda show and everybody who's been involved with supporting and producing the show. It's been a wonderful adventure. We're going to keep it going. Over 2 years now, 480-some-odd episodes of the Andy and Amanda show, and I'm stable to do my music career as well. So, hey, you know what I mean? Who wrote this script? So there we go. There we have it in a nutshell.
A man I'm proud to call my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Yes. All right, we're going to play this song. It's called Better Than That. Natalie Moore, Andy Kimball. This is the Andy and Amanda Show, minus Amanda Cornell Butler, our show coordinator. Cornell, by the way, folks, introduced Amanda and I. Cornell created the Andy and Amanda Show. So, and he's out there doing his thing, social media and so forth of the show. And he's, if you're listening to the show, it's probably because of Cornell's work. Anyway, we'll see everybody Friday, 6 p.m. in New York, Eastern Daylight Time on Friday for a Wacky Weed Friday show, show. Can't believe another one coming around the corner here. And our number to get on the show and join us anytime, 515-605-9888. Listen to us on iHeartRadio podcast, on Pandora, on Spotify, on iTunes, on, gosh, it goes on and on and on.
And most of our listeners do hear the show on podcast. A lot of people don't know about Blog Talk Radio, but the show is produced as a live radio program with the call-in number of 515-605-9888. But thank you anyway, all you podcast listeners around the world. 23 countries. And a lot of those countries listen to us live as well. We have a big listening audience in China. Go figure. Hello, China. Anyway, we have some time left on the show. So before we go, I want to play some more music. And this is a song called Geronimo's Cadillac, written by Michael Martin Murphy, I think 1972 or so, but performed later by a just phenomenal singer-songwriter, public speaker. It's a great, great, great guy who I got to meet and hang with years ago. He's down in Nashville. A guy named Bill Miller. We're going to hear his version of Michael Martin Murphy's Geronimo's Cadillac. I did this song as well, a different version of it. It's a great song. I got inspired to play it myself by this guy here, Michael Martin Murphy song, interpreted by Bill Miller, Geronimo's Cadillac. And this is a recording from the Philadelphia Folk Festival, 1988 or so, I want to say. So there's a difference in audio quality, but I want you to hear it. Bill Miller recorded live, Philadelphia Folk Festival, again, Geronimo's Cadillac.
Here's a song that was taught to me by a friend of mine that I've known for 9 years. He wrote this back in 1973, and I've been singing it since 1980. Michael Murphy wrote this song about Geronimo and an old Cadillac. It was taken from an old photograph of Geronimo that the government took. Can you get more punch to this? Like the girl, the great intent. I'm seeing some of these acts for my first time. She was just excellent. The solo act, I'm sure you know her better than me, but she was intense. But that's how I like my guitar to be a little beefier, please. Please, a little beefier.
Take me back, I want to ride. Geronimo's Cadillac. Oh, boys.
Yes, again, Bill Miller recorded live late 80s, Philadelphia Folk Festival. And look him up, Bill Miller. Look him up on YouTube. And there's some other, oh, I guess, higher quality recordings of that tune performed by Bill. Of course, you can look them up and check them out for yourself and take a listen. I just wanted to get that version out there that we have here at the studio, Bill Miller at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. The quality is not the best, but the energy is for sure. The guy's amazing to this day. Anyway, Bill Miller. We have time for one more tune here. How do you want to show up with a great folk song by terrific folk country artist by the name of Mary Chipman Carpenter? This will be more on the mellow end. You know, we'll end the show on a mellow note here Wednesday and get primed up for our exciting, wacky weed weekend show. Friday, 6 p.m., Block Talk Radio. Andy and Amanda Show, 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, that is. Again, we're going to thanks for joining us on this show, folks. Really appreciate you tuning in, joining us, chiming in here. The Andy and Amanda Show. Andy flying solo this time. Thank you, Cornell Butler, for joining the show here. And we'll see everybody Friday. Oh, and I should add that I added the bass part. Andy Kimball on bass with Mary Chipman Carpenter. Yes, let's take and listen to the tune called My Pirate Days. She's amazing. Mary Chipman Carpenter. Take care, folks.
The light.